In most countries, a conversation with the director of a film festival would not be a revolutionary act. In Zimbabwe, I recently spoke with Nigel Munyati. He directs the Zimbabwe International Film and Festival Trust. And he told me we could not have done this interview a year ago.
That's one of the major transformations that has already taken place. You know, I couldn't be talking like this with you because I'd be, you know, worrying about what would happen after you leave.
Yeah.
You know, so the freedom of speech has become one of the major attainments of our coup that wasn't a coup.
Our coup that wasn't a coup. You hear that phrase a lot in Zimbabwe these days. He's talking about last November. The military forced out Robert Mugabe, the man who led an oppressive government for decades, and they put Mugabe's former deputy in charge, a man named Emmerson Mnangagwa. He says the country is open for business and that elections at the end of this month will be free and fair. I went to Zimbabwe to see what has changed and what hasn't during this historic transition. We're going to hear those stories all this week about what happens when a country begins to loosen the handcuffs that its people have been in for decades. We met Nigel Munyati at the film festival's office in the capital, Harare. It's in a brightly painted, inviting old house set in a shady garden. An old reel-to-reel projector sits in the corner of a hallway.
What year would this be from?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Probably from the 50s.
Wow.
The film festival happens every year, but in this new moment of openness in Zimbabwe, Munyati wanted to try something new. A competition for young people to make short films on their smartphones. The theme?
Asking young Zimbabweans to tell us what they think being Zimbabwean means.
Yeah.
You know, that has tend to be quite a challenge.
Turns out if people grow up in fear that speaking out could get them arrested, it might take some time to turn that ship around. At first, responses to the contest were slow. Munyati had to extend the deadline for submissions.
I think young Zimbabweans are still tentative about taking advantage of that freedom of speech.
Do you think they're afraid to answer the question, or do you think that because they've never been asked the question, they're not yet able to answer it?
I think it's more the latter. It's something that they've never had to do before, and it's not something that just automatically, you know, comes into one's mind.
Eventually, 46 young people gave it a try. They're from all over Zimbabwe, and their films are wildly diverse. One young woman did stop-motion animation with dolls.
Are you sure we can make it in this new town with not a lot of dolls?
Another young man created a kind of zombie heist film sprinkled with deadpan jokes about Zimbabwe's economic crisis.
I had to keep my plan simple.
Kick down the door, tie the guy up, get the cash.
But this is Zim, there's no cash, so...
I met the creator of one film called Hustle.
It's not easy in the streets these days, but you always have to keep on hustling and working hard. Hopefully trying to get that extra dollar.
Almost everyone in Zimbabwe has a hustle. The informal economy is full of car washers, fruit vendors, money changers. The director and star of this film, Kingsley Kaisi, told me the story comes from his personal experience.
At one time, I used to sell umbrellas, which was actually quite good because at the time it was raining, so people were like interested in buying umbrellas.
He found a place to buy the umbrellas cheap, then sold them on busy street corners for a small profit. Kingsley is a full-time student studying development. Many of his friends have been through something like this, working every minute of the day, trying to squeeze out enough to buy food or pay for school. In the film, the main character spends so many hours trying to make a dollar that when he finally has time to call his girlfriend, she's given up on him.
I just hope that you understand. Hello?
The number you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
This is not an uplifting film, and that's part of what's so striking about this moment. Filmmakers can answer the question, what does it mean to be Zimbabwean, by saying, it's unpleasant. Before, they might have only whispered that in private. To get some perspective on this, I talked to an established filmmaker. Priscilla Sotole Nkube makes documentaries, and she's one of the judges of this competition.
I've been arrested twice.
She told me about one incident in 2014. She was filming a women's march, and police handcuffed her.
The police officer who arrested me was like saying, you are the ones who are selling information outside the country.
And how different is it today?
Today, at least, we are free, but not free. Sometimes, if you are a prisoner, it is upon yourself that you give yourself freedom.
She's not ready to trust that these changes are permanent. And for older people especially, she says, the habits of suspicion and self-censorship can be hard to let go of. That's why Nigel Mugnati gets so excited about these films from young people who have lived their entire lives under Robert Mugabe.
As a nation, we've been in a very sad state for the longest time. Fortunately, though, I think it's something that's about to come to an end.
Does the fact that you're able to do this without interference from security services feel like a baby step, like a revolution? How does it feel?
It's a revolution. Basically, any time a society is able to reclaim one of its rights, it's not a baby step at all. It's a huge achievement. And the key is to ensure that we don't lose that again ever.
Are you afraid that this window might close after the elections?
No, I don't think so. I'm very confident that regardless of the outcome of the elections, this country will never be the same after the 30th of July.
That's one of the most optimistic views we heard during our reporting in Zimbabwe. Tomorrow, we'll meet people who are less hopeful. Cash in Zimbabwe is so scarce, people sleep outside of bank ATMs, hoping to get some precious paper currency in the morning.
It's very painful to have to wait for your money, especially if it's money that you've worked for. And it feels like we keep getting pulled back when we should be moving forward.